T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
McNeil and Parkins flashback.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We have a special announcement.
Mac is back. Dan McNeil.
Radio legend.
Radio legend Dan McNeil.
Big hand for Danny Mac.
And Danny Parkins will be teaming up in the afternoons.
Yeah, we hope to be as granular as...
starts already.
Is everything.
Mac, you've worked here before?
Yeah, a time or two. It's wow. Good to be back. It really is. I am excited about being with this young guy, too.
This is totally surreal.
What'd you call Mac when you were an intern?
Sir.
Sir.
Call me sir, damn it.
I parked his
even
car.
Even after you got the gig? You said?
Danny.
Danny.
He would quote Caddyshack and Rounders to me.
Danny, I know how hard it is for young people today, and I want to help. Are you my pal?
Yes, sir. I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
It's going to be incredibly fun to do this. I'm very excited for the direction of the station.
Congratulations to everyone. We're really looking forward to great things from the Score.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers.
Thank you.
Okay, boys. Let's get some pictures.
The new McNeil and Parkins Show.
Let's go to work. Go to work.
It's time for the McNeil and Parkins 1 Year Anniversary Show.
1 year.
Okay.
That's about right. That's about right. McNeil and Parkins, 1 year and 6 days, anniversary-ish.
Perfect for this show to have its anniversary 371 days after it was born. That's so fitting.
I couldn't help that I was going to be out of town on the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, I know. Things happen.
It's whatever.
I'm not here from time to time. You occasionally take a vacation.
Oh, yeah. If we were going to do our actual 1 year full of doing shows together, we got like 3 months until we actually hit a year of doing shows.
Yeah, no doubt.
This hour on the Score brought to you by Family Hyundai.
Well, just hearing those clips of what the voice sounded like last year on the 14th of March doesn't make me eager to go through the entire library of flashbacks today.
Sounds like
that's what it sounded like.
Not great for radio.
No, for 10 or 11 weeks, that's what it sounded like. Man. It was not a happy time in my life.
No, it was a stressful time in mine.
Oh, goodness. It's just a flashback to it.
It makes you cringe a little bit, doesn't it?
Remember going to bed, hoping when you wake up, you'll be able to speak. Yeah, just waiting for some magical cure. Nothing happened like that.
The craziest part about that, I think, still, was that it started the day of the announcement.
Right.
That you were, not the day before.
Exactly.
Not a week before.
The morning I was driving downtown, I was just pulling out of my driveway, and Bernstein called at 6:30 in the morning because we were coming in to be on the then Mully and Hanley show for the new lineups introduction. And when I answered the phone, I felt the vocal cord. I felt it physically collapse in my throat.
Not good.
Yeah, and I thought I could clear it out, and I was so nervous. We had breakfast after we did the show, and I couldn't speak, and it didn't get better for a long time.
I was like, oh, you must just be coming down with bronchitis or a cold, bad luck.
A misdiagnosis, 17 days later, oh, you still got the laryngitis. No, the laryngitis doesn't stick around for 17 days.
God.
That cost another 4 or 5 days before it was properly diagnosed.
I'm looking forward to hearing that audio, if for nothing other than the skin-crawling nature of it. I'm sure Tanny will make us sound great.
That's my specialty.
Yeah, just highlighting the best of us, never making fun, never poking fun in any way. And now all of a sudden, right as we're coming on the air, it looks like we're going to have some breaking news of some substance.
Uh-oh.
Hector Gomez and Jeff Passan separately reporting that the White Sox are close to a long-term agreement with Eloy Jimenez for an 8-year extension that would pay him between $65 and $70 million with incentives. The contract could get to the $75 to $80 million range. Deal is pending only a physical And so if that is an it's an 8-year deal that buys out 1 year of free agency for a guaranteed knowledge of the amount of money that he would make now, so he doesn't have to deal with arbitration. The Sox get his control for an extra year if that ends up being what it is. And also, as an aside, now you don't have to worry about service time.
Right.
He can be here. He can be here for opening day.
Sure.
So that's kind of cool. If for nothing
else. Yes, it is. Well, and it could wind up being a very team-friendly deal. It also could wind up being money poorly spent.
Yeah, I suppose. Tanny, this going to get you to opening day?
I was going
to
say, they must have heard the show yesterday. Sox, boys, it's not necessary. I appreciate the gesture, but you certainly don't have to do this for me. But yeah, I think it changes things a little bit.
Right, if Eloy's there on opening day?
Yeah. Well, I know that he's going to be in there for New York, for my New York trip, so I'm looking forward to that part as well. So
perfect. Yes, Tanny's going to go to New York to see Sox-Yankees. And you missed it yesterday. He said that he might be the first opening day in 16 years that our guy would miss.
He is starting to become institutionalized as a White Sox fan. He's starting to let those years of accrued bitterness get to him and want to push away a little bit. But maybe this new Eloy Jimenez deal will pick him up.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough for that to be a bad contract. Just because 8 years, $80 million, $10 million per. I mean, Chris Bryant's going to get what in arbitration? What is Bryant this year in arbitration, Shep? Can you look that up?
Chris Bryant's a league MVP.
No, I understand that. But the hope is that Eloy is going to be a league MVP.
Well,
and that's
that's the hope.
But I mean, Kyle Hendricks, Javi Baez. Like if you're a good player, once you hit arbitration, you can be $10 million plus.
I know.
12-9 in earnings this year for Bryant.
12-9, and then he's got two more years to build on that before he hits free agency. So you're locking him in at under $10 million per year and getting an extra year of club control. It's hard for that to be a bad deal. It's obviously possible, but it's unlikely that will be a bad deal.
Well, right. It's not the kind of deal that will cripple you.
Correct. But and, hey, you get if you get him for an extra year, that's not a bad thing. Right, if you only were going to have him for 7 and now you get him for 8, it's one extra year.
And their payroll still is next to nothing.
That is correct. It is next to nothing. But there you go, a little bit of breaking news. But how's your dad? How you doing?
Yeah, thank you. 3.5 weeks ago, my dad suffered a pretty bad stroke, and he's been hospitalized since. Since we got back from Arizona, I've spent a ton of time with him, a ton of time over the weekend and the last couple of days. And thank you for asking, and thank you for your patience and your concern. Everybody on the show who's been in touch with me via text, and you listeners who've reached out to me as well. He's not coming home. So we're all coming to grips with that and starting to make plans for what's next. My stepmother, who has been a warrior during this very challenging time, is 82 years old herself. So things are challenging, but at the same time, very, very rewarding to be able to be in a position to say all the things that need to be said and to express my deep fondness for my dad. And it could be worse. I've seen people suffer from ALS. I've seen what cancer does. I've seen Alzheimer's. This ain't so bad. If it has to be this way, it ain't so bad, because for the most part, he's been pain-free. And that's really all you can ask for.
Yeah, I mean, pain-free is a great thing. And the ability to, I would imagine, feel like you're helping. Right? You're part of the care that he's been receiving.
Yep. I'm there to help him have his, and fortunately, with stroke patients, it often is the case, it's very, swallowing is a very difficult proposition, but that hasn't been an issue for Pops. He's been able to eat, but everything is pureed. So it's mystery product, you know, three times a day, one thing after another. And he also has diabetes, so we've got to watch his sugar level. Once or twice a week, I take a shake up to him if his blood sugar is down and help him with that. But he's scuffling, but doing the best he can. And I get a little bit of a peek at what life is like for those who have a loved one who suffers from Alzheimer's, because similarly, there's all kinds of neurological damage with a stroke patient, and he can't remember what he had for lunch an hour earlier, or can't remember who came to visit him the day before. So That is frustrating him, but he's doing everything they're asking him to do. He's not going to walk again, and he's probably not coming home. But thank you, and thank everybody for their words of encouragement.
You don't owe us any sort of thank you. It's just it's life, and it's the real stuff, you know. And you've always shared the real stuff on here, and it helps people connect to you. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. I'm fortunate to still have both my parents.
Yeah,
but it's
last Thursday night. I went out with five buddies, so six of us, 12 parents. 11 departed parents. My dad is the only one left.
Oh, wow.
So spending the weekend being able to feed him, I just, you know, as we talked about all of our parents being gone, made me feel nothing but gratitude that I've had this much time with him. You know, he's 84. I'm going to be 58 this summer. That's a lot of time to spend with him. So
it's a positive, right?
Yep.
Focusing on the positives throughout some tough times.
Yep.
So we have, we got some sports news, we got some self-indulgent anniversary stuff, we got the reel, as always, and a ton of prizes to give away. A pair of Center Ice suite tickets to see Chicago and St. Louis battle on the ice April 3rd, courtesy of our guys over at Team Hochberg, and visit 56david.com. Tickets to the Cubs season preview party with Spiegs and Pat Hughes. And we also will qualify...
Pat Hughes! I love Pat Hughes!
Pat Hughes also.
We also qualify two different people today for chances to get Cubs season tickets. You just have to listen to the aforementioned Pat Hughes call the stealing of home of Javi Baez if you're the sixth caller at 312-591-6700. When you hear that sound effect or when we ask for you to be the caller, again, 312-591-6700. Have that number handy today. It's the score contest line. We're very charitable on our one-year anniversary. Ish,
right.
Which is perfect.
It's the best way to say it.
It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
The McNeil and Parkins one-year anniversary show.
I've said a lot of really stupid things, and I've asked a lot of really dumb questions. Mm-hmm. Did you really ask Ron Majors?
I have a dumb, I don't watch a lot of horse racing question, to be honest with you. How the hell do you get a horse from Ireland to here and ready to race?
Well, it's even more interesting than that. They fly them. They put him in a plane.
Of course I know how a horse gets from one place to another.
It's the sport of kings. Horse racing is called the sport of kings.
A lot of money in horse racing.
Of course there's a plane.
Is it first class? Is it business class? Are there also people on the plane? Is it a plane just for the horse?
Get off my plane.
Right, can you travel with the horse?
Fall it off the edge of it. They should have had Gary Oldman on that horse.
The McNeil and Parkins one-year anniversary show.
Our one-year-ish. Well, we're the ish show. Let's talk to Olin Krutz. Happy Thanksgiving, oh. How you doing, man?
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, for sure. Watch football all day and eat as much food as I can.
What's the, paint us a picture. What's the ideal Olin Krutz plate?
So I'll go with turkey and gravy, right, like everybody else.
I get the same thing.
At least you knew.
As soon as I asked it, I was like, oh, no, I put him in a terrible position to succeed.
So what do you have on Thanksgiving? Well, turkey and stuffing, sweet potatoes.
Maybe there's like a traditional Hawaiian thing that I was unaware of.
Yeah, you missed it.
I missed. I don't know what to tell you. If you want to come laugh at me in person, we and Dan and Connor will be with Dos Equis tomorrow at McGee's Tavern and Grill for the start of the college basketball tournament. Bernstein and McKnight live from 9 to 1, McNeil and Parkins until 6. Stop by, get ready for the tourney with the score and an ice-cold Dos Equis. We're at McGee's Tavern and Grill in Lincoln Park tomorrow. It's going to be a good time. Apparently, the deal for Eloy is 6 years, $40 million guaranteed, two club options, dollars still being hammered out, but that is from Jeff Passan at ESPN.
And that means he will start the year with the big club, I presume.
It should. I can't
imagine. There's no service time that would keep him at the minor league level, so roll him out.
I can't imagine any reason why. I mean, he wasn't great in the spring, and they were saying all that nonsense about he's got to work on his defense when it was really just for service time manipulation. Right. So he'll be
I've
here.
I've never talked to the Jeff Passan guy in my life.
Yes, that Jeff Passan guy all over it, as well as Hector Gomez and some other reporters. So there you go. It's a little carrot little cookie for Sox
fans?
Yeah,
well, maybe now Tanny can reconsider his opening day, but maybe go all the entire first weekend of the season. Of course, it'll be 30 degrees, and because it's the Sox. The Sox just don't get weather, do they?
No, only on the north side, apparently, if you ask Hawk and any Sox fan I've ever met in my life.
You don't get no weather.
It was actually tough in terms of attendance because you get your opening day attendance, and then, Eloy came up, you'd get another attendance bump. So
the Cubs open a week from tomorrow, Danny Parkins.
I am aware. Cubs and Rangers.
We're preempted a week from tomorrow. You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
Sad. We're already off. I'll be fine. I'll get over it. Those Cubs day games, man, it's coming back.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful. You ready?
Yeah, it's a 2:35 pregame, I believe.
2:35 pregame.
Yeah. So, well.
We'll be off.
No, we'll come in and do an hour and 35 minutes.
We'll come in for a bit. And we'll come in for a bit, and then we will be out of here before Cubs and Rangers.
An hour and 35 minutes. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Brian Koppelman at 3 o'clock. Dave Wanstead can't do it. Tom Thayer and lots of giveaways for our one-year-ish anniversary show on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins flashback. Flashback.
Six-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover, and now he's trying his hand at the film game. Kenny Lofton joins us on The Score. So, all right, Kenny Lofton, the film buff. What are some of your favorite movies?
I think my main one is some off the top of my head. You just kind of caught me off of that one. The Matrix. Again, because of the special effects.
I know Kung Fu.
Yeah. Oh, you know Kung Fu?
No, it's a line in The Matrix.
Oh, the line. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.